Blog
Praise
Talk
the Lord,
Radio.
Everybody. We just excited about what God did on last night. Oh, my God. Let's go to God in prayer, and then we're going to do our normal portion of our order of our service, and then we will tell you what happened. Maybe we'll let the people tell you what happened. Amen. God is so good. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and give you adoration and glory and thank you for everything that you've done. We praise you for this day, for this hour, for this moment, Lord. You've been so multitudinous and so glorious. And so ultra awesome, we just thank you, Lord, for all things that you've done this day and everything, Lord. We just want you to know we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for what you are going to do today. Oh, my God, somebody needs to get a miracle from you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. We just want you to know we love you, Lord. Again, we say that. And we just appreciate everything that you're going to do. Look on these precious people from all across the world. Have them, Lord, and bless them. Somebody needs an ultra-awesome blessing from you. And you're the one who can do it. We just beseech you, Lord, if you would bless these people, those who have their back against the wall. Oh, God, help them. Bless them, I pray. And those who don't, help them and bless them, I pray. Bless those who are less fortunate than we are. Bless those in prisons and bless those young men, oh God, across the country who are trying their best to get off of drugs. Nobody can break that spell, that curse that the enemy has placed on them except you. God, you can break it and snap it. You'll not be so. Look on them, Lord. Bless them and help them and keep them in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you so very much. Now, Lord, you is an ultra, ultra awesome day. Thank you for everything. Oh, God, thank you for those who are here at the convention. It's just so much fun. Thank you for such a wonderful, 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 wonderful time in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you today on this precious prayer line. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you. Good morning.
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 Yeah. Well, y'all are staggering in.
Yeah, no one ain't getting on.
Warning to you. Come on. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Wake up. Wake up. Let's speak to the Lord and give him his props. Amen. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Thank you.
Good
morning, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And do you have a great praise for me today? I know you do. Why don't we get ready to praise the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Lord, we thank you. This
thank
is a praise
you,
day. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank God, all of you. My Lord, thank God. Once we get that praise going, amen, y'all don't want to let it go. And that's a good thing. Thank to praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to let you know we love you and we thank God for you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. People from all walks of life coming, all denominations, all church affiliations, all economic stratas from everywhere. We want to thank you for being here. We approach you as humbly as we know how, as a lamb comes before shepherds and shepherdess. We just thank God for you. Well, God has been mighty good to us. Amen. We're here, and we are having the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. God is blessing us. God is blessing us. Had so much fun last night. Oh, God, and yesterday, meeting people. I tell you, oh, my Lord, it was so wonderful. And you think you know, and you imagine what people look like, and they're totally different from what you think. Oh, it was so much fun meeting all these precious people. Thank God for you. And more coming in today. Oh, my God. And God says to me, so many of them just made me smile. Amen. Made me just, it was so much fun. God bless you. And the Holy Ghost moved on last night in such an ultra awesome way. Oh, we just had such a great time. My God, the Holy Ghost dropped in that place phenomenally. And just Bishop Bolden from Arkansas. Oh, I got to tell you about all these things. Bishop Bolden from Arkansas made it. He was there last night and brought such an ultra-awesome message. Ultra-awesome message. God touched him and God used him in such a wonderful, wonderful way. Oh, my God. And he was amazing what the Lord did. When we contacted him again and said, Bishop, we just want to know for sure you're coming. And somehow we had gotten the date mixed up. He thought it was July the 9th, rather than June the 9th. And, oh, my God. When he realized it was June the 9th, Bishop called and got a driver. They made it up here in around 7 hours from Arkansas to Kansas City. My God, it was so wonderful. 7 hours, and he was in here about 5 o'clock, yeah, when we realized it. We're just so happy that God used him in such a great way. All right, I'm going to ask Sister Wazine Cobb. Sister Wazine Cobb, Ambassador Leck, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, sir.
You open up, give a praise report, and then open up the line to anybody who wants to bring a praise report this morning. Thank you so much.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Giving honor to God, our Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson, and his beautiful wife, Dr. Lady Betty Johnson. Oh, it's such a beautiful morning to be here in Kansas City. Oh, I just thank the Lord for being here. And as Chief Ambassador said, we had a ultra awesome time last night. We didn't get out past 11 o'clock, but it was so awesome and it was so beautiful. And I'm so thankful to be here and I'm so excited about seeing what the Lord is going to do. So that's part of my praise report, that I'm glad to be here, glad to see all the people, all the beautiful ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. I don't want to call the names, but just seeing them just brought joy to my heart, joy to my spirit, and seeing Lady Betty Johnson, a beautiful woman of God, and seeing the ambassadors of his sister sing a beautiful voice and all. Everything is just so beautiful, and I can go on and on and on because I'm just so excited and so thankful to be here. God made a way for me to make it here. When I got into Kansas City, getting close, it was a little bumpy on the ride, but I started saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we had a smooth on out. So God is so good. And do anyone have a praise report this morning?
Yes. Good morning.
Mother Wilson, I am so happy today, thanking God for the First Fruit Prayer Line and also the convention. Although I'm not there, but I'm happy that you all enjoyed it. And I was in our district conference on last night, and we had a glorious time also. So just continue to pray for Mother Wilson, and I will continue to be praying for the First Fruit Prayer Line convention. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else have a praise report?
Yes. Good morning to everyone. This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. I enjoyed everyone's folk last night. It was just awesome. And I also want to give a praise report for our granddaughter, Bria. Just got a text message from her. She says she is doing well, and she appreciates the prayers of everyone, and she wants everyone to continue to pray for her. She has completed her infantry training and is in school now. So we thank God for your prayers, and she said to continue, and she loves everyone.
Oh, that's beautiful. And as we know, that Chief Ambassador had asked us to send her cards, letters, a little gift, a basket, something, send them to their address. And if you haven't done that, I have my card and haven't sent it. But if you hadn't done that, I'll do that and give her, let her know that we love her because she's out there and she's doing a work, and we want her to know that we love her. Do anyone else have a good morning?
Thank God for another day. Thank you for watching on me, TV. Thank God because you did. I thank God. That everyone, I'm not there. I thank you, praise God, that everyone that went is enjoying their sense of fun. I thank God and pray that you all have a blessed time in the Lord. And let's have a good time. Have a good time for me, too, while you're having a good time. And keep me in the praise and everything. God is good. So I'll be praying for you all that the Lord will bless you all for a marvelous convention. God bless each and every one.
Okay, thank you, Mother Peterson.
And then this is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. God bless you, each and every one, to our Chief Ambassador and Dr. Lady Johnson. And to my own, Mr. Watson, Ambassador Lake Watson. God, I'm so glad to hear from you this morning that you made it there. Praise the Lord. I praise God for that. I just thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank God for the prayers that have been sent up my way. Truly, I can say that I am strengthened. You know, I thank God because I take on strength day by day. You know, we can ask for prayer and not really receive it, but I thank God I receive it. And I can feel the prayer, therefore it strengthens me daily. I just thank God because he is God, and beside him there is none other. I love him on today. And I'm so glad you all are enjoying yourself there. Wished I was there. Look forward to, if the Lord delay his coming, I'm trying to come next year. But remember me while y'all praising God. Say, this is a little bit for Sister Deborah. Have a blessed day.
Okay, you do the same. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Do anyone else have a praise report this morning?
This is Sister Lucio. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the service on last night. I got a chance to see Dr. Stein and all the other saints, and I got a blessing last night from the pastor, from the bishop. And I just truly thank the Lord for the blessing that my sister received on last night. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep us in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you also. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I just want to thank everybody. Y'all all sound so good on this prayer line, and I know y'all are having lots of fun at the convention center, at the convention, and I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. God is good, and he has done so much for me this year, and he's going to continue to open doors for me, and he's going to continue to bless me and watch over my family and all my friends.
Yes, he is.
Y'all have a blessed day. I love y'all all. Y'all all have a great weekend, okay?
God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Love you also.
Mm-hmm.
How many more, Chief Ambassador, did you want?
Let me take several more. Amen. About somebody who was there last night. Let me want to jump in there and give a praise report. All right? A lot of people. I'm still sleeping this morning, but maybe somebody is awake. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ambassador.
Chief Ambassador was saying, it was so much fun seeing everyone, seeing their faces, and the voices that match the faces. And it was so much fun to meet everybody, to love on each other. Oh, it was just so wonderful, and it's such a blessing to see Ambassador Stern, Lady Guy, the Dardens. Oh, my goodness, it was just so beautiful. I never would have imagined that I could come, and I'm just, oh, my son and my daughter, they just God made a way to work through them, and I just thank him for it. I just thank you. So do anyone else have a praise report?
Let's jump in there this morning.
I'm here with Sister Linda Forshay, the one that says good morning, Jesus. So she's going to give a patient report.
Come on, Sister Forshay.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you in this motel. Hallelujah, it's great. Hallelujah, I'm just so excited to be able to make it to Kansas, hallelujah. I'm just so happy and excited. I mean, last night started out, and, you know, when the guy said about my back, hallelujah, I don't feel no kind of pain. I accepted that, hallelujah, and I just thank God this morning for that. I'm going back and forth. I couldn't even do that. But now I can go back and forth and side to side and jump up and don't feel no kind of pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for touching my back. Hallelujah. I just thank you. So good morning, Jesus. Good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Quinn sing that song, Good Morning, Jesus. Amen. She sang Good Evening, Jesus, last night.
Yes, sir. And that's morning time, morning, morning, morning. Jesus is in this room with me and sister, Mother Carl. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bell whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you, Mr. Carl.
All right, I'm about to come. I'm about to come. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Oh, and now for another praise report, I also met Ambassador Gina Hodges and Brother Lonnie. Oh, my goodness. It was just wonderful. And we're going to start when we get home, and we're going to start saving up for next year so we can come again. We don't want to make it our last time. If the Lord bless and say the same, we're going to come again because it's just so, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Just words cannot say what the blessings that we're getting from this. I needed this. Thank you, Jesus. And we had the Holy Ghost rehab. Oh, that was good. Also, there's so many things was going on. It's just good. So, yes, because we gonna sat right here, but we on for the most page report.
God, I got a chance to see all of you. And, you know, to see the woman who sings Good Morning, Jesus. Amen. I put the voice with the face. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. She sang Good Evening, Jesus. Good Evening, Jesus. Yeah, it was good. Great, great, great. Amen.
I think I mentioned it. Jesus was shocked. I say, now do the voices match the faces? He just smiled. I didn't know you looked like that.
He like that. Bishop Bowden said, you know, the Lord does great and mighty things. A blind lady, she had been blind many years, and then the Lord opened her eyes, and she said, oh, my God, I didn't know you were that ugly. But Sister Porsche is not an ugly person at all. I was thinking that she was a little bitty, small little lady with a big voice.
She was a young kid.
Oh, my God. Go ahead before I get in trouble. Go ahead. All right.
He couldn't even go to sleep last night. We were having so much fun. Yes. Anyone else have a praise report? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a survey from my area code 334.
Yes.
God has been so good to me, and I was supposed to be right there today, but it got changed. All my electricity went out. I got to get a new box on the house, and Satan intervened, but I'm still keeping you in my prayers, and I want you all, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, and all of you, even just hearing you on the line now, I just feel that I'm already there, and I just praise God for you. Ambassador Hodgins, Stearns, all of you, fight for everybody that is there attending this convention.
You know, I buried my mother 2 Sundays ago, and I was feeling a little down. But the Lord just did this prayer line. It just lift me up. And it's been lifting me up, you know, through ups and downs, ups and downs. I haven't made it there, Ambassador Johnson, Chief Ambassador, but I'll be there. Don't give up on me. Keep me in your prayers. I know God is able. I love all of you, and I just thank God for his health and strength. I just thank God the house didn't burn down. I just thank God for everything, all of you, everybody. May God bless you, and may this convention be one of the blessed, anointed ones that has ever been. Even though my mother Johnson is not there, she's there in the spirit. And I just thank God for all of you. And just let the Lord use you in any way that he can and will. And I will do the same. God bless all of you. And love,
we love you too. God bless you also.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Ambassador Hodges from Kansas City.
Good morning. This little workaholic here.
I just want to thank God for everything he's done. I thank God for the safe arrival of the Saints and just being out at the airport. I was like a little child waiting on Santa Claus just to see them. Ran into him, Ambassador Stern ran into me because I walked right past her. God bless us. Then we grabbed Sister Forrest, Ambassador-elect Forrest, she came in. Lady Christine Guy came in. And then the one and only Mother Willie B. Johnson rolled in there, praising the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I can't forget, like I said, Linda Foote, she had Ambassador-elect God, we've just been having a wonderful time, and you all, I just wish everybody was here. Mother Willie Mae Johnson is something, Willie B. Johnson is something else, just a sweet, sweet woman of God. Had us cracking up all there ever since she got off the plane. But I thank God for it. Thank God for the Chief and Lady Betty, and the service last night was off the chain. It was on and cracking in the house last night. I'm going to be posting on Facebook as we go along. Unfortunately, we couldn't live stream it, but I will try to keep y'all updated with as much as possible, but y'all missing it. I just wish everybody was here. God bless all of you all, and I thank God for the prayer that Bishop Bolden had on last night. Oh, my gosh, people were healed. Sister Irvine Coleman, I haven't seen Sister Irvine smile the way she smiling last night. My God, God moved in that place last night. I'm looking forward to tonight. It's Founders Night, and we know we're in for another trip. If you all can get here, I suggest you get here. You don't want to miss this. Praise God for you, and be blessed.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Gina. She's just been driving us around. Oh, I'm just asking for a special blessing for us. Came and picked us up at the airport. We didn't have to wait. Oh, my goodness. And she is just a beautiful woman of God. And I had saw her picture on Facebook, and she's the tiniest little thing. We can't hardly keep up with her. Has so much energy. It's a little bit, I think she wear a minus zero. She is so cute. God bless you for all that you're doing.
Do anyone else have a praise report?
Well, God. Okay, anybody else? Anyone else? All right. God bless you. I hope many of you are on your way today, and we're gonna have a great, great time. My God, I have the type of leadership where I don't like to really wear people out. It's my contention that people go to conventions, and many times, you know, they try to overkill. People who plan conventions overkill will have, and that's what it does. It overkills. They have all kinds of daytime classes, nighttime classes, and I'm of the school where I was taught that it doesn't take long to be strong, and so I don't really try to do an overkill, and we just try to give people enough where they got a T-bone, a porterhouse steak, and it doesn't take long to cook a porterhouse steak. And then so we allow them to this state to kind of rest up. Amen, rest up. I've seen it happen so many times. I've been to convention so many years. People go to convention and the auditorium is so big, and it's, when you get to the convention center, you have to walk up steps, and you're not used to it. When you get through, you're walking a couple miles after you walk around the convention center and go to the exhibit hall and all these kind of things. You're walking a couple miles a day and upstairs, downstairs, things like that. And before you know it, after conventions, there are many deaths. You just check it out, see if I'm right or wrong. There are many deaths. And because people are not accustomed to doing all that, it's kind of like you have to work up to running a mile, work up to running 2 or 3 miles. You don't just start it and start with 3 miles. You have to work up to it. So we are having just a rest time today. This is our praise time. This is our sacred time, amen, to be on the prayer line this morning. And then we'll be back tonight. Oh, my God, and what a wonderful, wonderful time we're expecting tonight. God bless you. Oh, another thing, last night we had many prayers. This is the first prayer and praise convention. We had prayer for our nation and prayer for our youth and prayer for our churches. Just prayer. And tonight we plan to have several prayers. Amen. And we are praying here that God will bless. God is answering prayers. Last night, healing took place. It was so wonderful. We just still shouting and praising God. And the praise check people, oh, my God, their level of praise is so high. Just shouting when they do the praise check. And the Holy Ghost we have, which I kind of named after Mother Ann Lee Johnson, used to shout on her walker. Oh, my God. We just had the Holy Ghost we have during the service, and then we left with the Holy Ghost we have shouting out the door. My, got Mother Johnson's book, and we have some of my CDs for you. It's just a great time. So if you're coming, get ready to praise the Lord here in Kansas City. All right. Ambassador Lek Wazin Kam, why don't we get one more praise report? Why don't you do that?
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Do anyone else have a praise report? Come on now.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Lek Wazin Kam.
Oh, so you, Pastor. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
God bless you. Amen. And that's an unusual name, Wazin. I was wondering who named you Wazin.
Oh, my mother did.
Wonderful.
At first, I tried to change it because I didn't like it. But then I love it now because it's different.
Yeah, I never heard.
God made that name for me, and I'm special, and I'm unique, and I have a unique name. So I just thank the Lord for it.
I never heard it, but I've seen it many in my life. Amen. So you certainly have a wonderful, unique name. Amen. God bless you. Not me, Bernards. A lot of Bernards, but V like Victor Bernard is different. My mother said, that's what I'm naming you. All right. That's wonderful. God bless you. All right. Is there anybody else who wants to give a praise report this morning? If so, you can do that. Amen. Anyone else?
This is Evangelist Palmer in Ireland. And I thank God for being blessed to be alive again today. They have sight to see. They are hearing. They have lungs that I can breathe in and out. Have vocal cords to be able to praise the Lord and to be blessed to wake up and remember that Jesus is Lord. I want to say I thank God for the song because that song means so much to me. Thank you, Dr. Jefferson, for asking the lady to sing it over and over because when I'm not even on the telephone and I'm cleaning up around the house, I've been hearing the song. And so I decided I would write the words down so that I'd have the words right. So when I sing chorus after chorus, it just strengthen and enlighten me as I go along my way, that it would be to the position and place I'd have the right words that I'd be singing. But I'd hear that song over and over. And that's how many times I just thank and praise the Lord for letting me be blessed to have an opportunity to be on the prayer line and to be able to hear the Lord bring forth that song because it means so much to me. And God bless you all.
All right. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? I don't want to block you, but if you'd like to give a praise report, jump in there because I'm sure the Lord has a blessing for you. Amen. Whenever you obey him, yeah, he has a blessing for you. All right, anybody else? Yeah. You got to make known his deeds among the people. All right, God bless you. Some of the people who are here, I'm sure, I'm late, so I'm sure they might be sleeping this morning. Some may come in later. But praise the Lord. I'm going to open the line up. Somebody's trying to play a song. God bless you. All right. Let's get a prayer for those who are going through struggles. You know, the devil doesn't want to ever quit. Amen. You can do this and do that and have a joyous time. Then he'll show up somewhere and he doesn't want to ever quit. Anybody have a need for prayer this morning, make it known. We want to get you prayer. Amen. Get you prayed for. Ask the Lord to bless you. All right. The line is open to you. Anybody have a prayer request? Jump in there right now.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Sister Renee.
We need a miracle for the Adult Enrichment Center. They're saying it's just rumor, but I know God can turn this around. But they're saying they're going to shut down. And where will these clients go? I mean, so we need to pray for more clients and for their funds. And we're going to have a garage sale this weekend. It's Saturday. And pray that garage sale goes well. I love my job, and I love working with the people I work with and the clients. So y'all can just pray for, and I know God's going to leave that door open. I know he's going to keep the Adult Enrichment Center open. We have to have faith. Pardon me?
Renee, I wouldn't be surprised if God showed up for that in the ninth hour. Amen. After you tried many things, they failed. God has a way of showing up. When you don't think there's any hope, he will show up. Amen. So don't give up your faith. Amen. Keep believing. And let's see what the Lord will do. Give the anointing time to work. And you'll be surprised what the Lord will do. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Sister Renee McKnight. And first of all, I pray for her and her family, that you would bless them in a tremendous way. Oh, God, shake the chunk tree up in heaven. In Jesus' name. And remember, amen, Sister Renee McKnight, as you shake the chunk tree, send a God unusual blessings in the name of Jesus. Meaning that she doesn't think that she will receive. But do it, God, so that you will get the glory. That's what we're trying to do. We want to, my friends, help us to get you more glory. Where people will see you, God, like you want to be seen. People will remember you like you need to be remembered. God, help us to get you more glory. Where people will praise you even more. Amen. And know of all the ultra awesome things that you're doing for them. Help them to realize it's a wonderful, ultra awesome opportunity to be able to walk. Some people have taken 5,000 steps between yesterday or the day before. And some of them haven't said thank you for all those steps. And all the time you kept their heart beating. God, help them to even give you more glory and to give you more praise. In Jesus' mighty name, bless that enrichment center, that adult enrichment center, and bless it. If it's thy will, bless it to stay open. And God, do something miraculous for them. Miraculous. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. All right, grab a hold of that, Sister Renee. Grab a hold of it. Grab it.
Yes, I receive. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. All right, anyone else with the prayer request?
This is the Jesus, and I need unspoken miracle. I need unspoken. That's spoken, but I need a miracle.
Yes, ma'am. Well, he's a miracle worker.
Yes,
all right. Does anybody want to pray for Sister Peterson today?
Yes,
most gracious Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. First of all, then, Lord God, I stand and I come short of your glory. And would you please forgive me and cleanse me from the inside and out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come to you first of all, then. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for being all-knowing, all-wise, God. I just thank you for this day you've blessed us with, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you worked a miracle. For me, you've delivered me from cancer, you've delivered me from drug addiction, you've delivered me from men, and you've also delivered me from myself. And before that, Lord, your word speaks about many, 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 many miracles that you have performed. So we know you are the miracle performer. So, Father God, we just thank you in advance for performing this miracle. I believe it was Sister Peterson. If I have the name incorrect, you do know the name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the miracles that you've done for me, God. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you do work supernaturally, God, and work in divine ways. And I just thank and praise you for her, whatever the unspoken request is, Lord God. I just come again thanking you and praising you for all that you have done for her, all that you're doing now, Lord, and all that you will do. And we just thank and praise you for that miracle, Lord. And we'll be waiting in expectancy, oh, Father God. And we thank you again for wanting to see and being abundantly more than we can ask or think. And once again, forgive sin in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for that wonderful prayer for Sister Peterson. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request? Amen. Let it be known.
Sheila Brown. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Lady Daddy. Good morning, everyone. Chief, I went to the doctor, orthopedic surgeon at KU Med Center. He said that